ליבנו במצוותיך ויחד לבבנו באהבה ולירא את שמך והארננו בתורתך ודבק ליבנו במצוותיך ויחד
So let's prepare for the lesson and the tens, in our tens.
Rav Shur Boker.
Rav, from yesterday's lesson, there's a remedy, a special force in the studying. If we learn from the right books under the right conditions, we can merit the reforming light, and it will pull and draw us. It will repent us, reform us. It will bring us to the Creator. That will change our nature to the very opposite, to the Creator's nature, by the reforming light. And we achieve adhesion with the Creator, but this on condition that we study correctly, and the stages of the Kabbalah try to pass on to us all the necessary conditions that we need in order to awaken the light, for it to be strong enough and change us and correct us. Again, there is a special virtue in the study. When we study, when we learn and write books, when we study correctly, then we can draw the reforming light that will pull us, that will change our nature to the very opposite, to the Creator's nature, by the light of the Torah, by the reforming light. And we reach adhesion with the Creator, and that's on condition that we study correctly. And the sages of the Kabbalah tried to pass on to us all the necessary conditions in order to draw the reforming light, for it to be strong enough and correct us. What does it mean to study correctly? Like, there are all the conditions. There is the teacher, there are the books, and the rest is up to us, for us to make the necessary effort to connect, to unite, and try and be connected to the light. To study correctly, it means study with the right intention, to change our own nature into His nature. Yeah. It's to do different actions in order for our nature to invert from reception to bestowal. And whatever I can do, I should, which is to give you the strength and force for you to change and adhere to the Creator.
It's when you're in pain and you ask for the light that reforms. So you know exactly where you are, and you read and you integrate and you hear the words of the Kabbalists.
The correct studying is to annul yourself to the group, and as one man and one heart, to build the common collective chisaron, collective prayer,
to study correctly, is to study together. There's no such thing as studying or advancing individually. The progress is only in the ten, in order to build the ten.
It's in order to correct the heart. You do whatever you can do, and it doesn't matter exactly what you do, but the main thing is to, one, correct the heart, because the correction of the heart is what leads to adhesion with the Creator. And wherever you can do all of these actions is with the friends. This is where you can do it.
Yeah, you said it all. What matters is to examine the reason for which we go to study. And even if we don't find the study within, there's such a thing called friends who always aim you correctly.
A person before studying the Torah has to know what is the reason for which he's studying it now, because every action needs some goal for which a person does it. And as our sages said, a prayer without an intention is like a body without a soul, and therefore before he studies the Torah, he has to prepare the intention. Till the end of the lesson, what do we want to come to?
We
want to reach the same place where the same Kli, where the Torah appears. And that's the light that reforms.
Connection.
Yeah, the work of the heart and bringing contentment to the Creator.
To make an effort to connect in order to give Him contentment.
Where Rav directs us to try to realize everything we learn, not just in talks, but to really open our hearts and connect and ask the light to connect us already.
Again, what's the question? We want to build the 10. So that whatever we think about will come out of the 10. And to discover what is the 10 altogether, we say 10, but it's something that we had to have to understand and discover what it is, what it really is.
To reach a prayer, because once there is a prayer, the whole system operates in a way that we don't exactly control what's happening, and it doesn't matter to us too. We just want to give all our strength, all our efforts, and raise a common prayer.
Yeah, true. Chisaron, this is what we're working at. The correct chisaron to reach the correct prayer, one that will awaken the reforming light, that will do whatever is necessary on us.
אני הייתי רוצה לבקש מכם שבאמת
I would like to ask you that we will let's really produce connection from this lesson. I look at our 10, or I look at last week, and I'm saying we're just committed to do more, to make more effort to connect, that it will influence us and to really get the best out of everyone. I would say even squeeze the most out of everyone.
So that
connection will be the goal and not any other goal.
Gratitude. I'm grateful to the Creator for putting us here together and giving us another opportunity, and let's not miss out on it. That things finished the way they did yesterday doesn't mean that it'll happen today the same way, so we have an opportunity with all of our friends from the whole world, Kli, all of us to make a single effort.
Yesterday there was such a feeling that we have to put the focus on attracting the light together.
Question, please stand up and ask your question loud and clearly. And we are reading excerpts about the